Now, whole foods contain a wide spectrum of nutrients that support the body's functioning. Our body is designed to digest, to separate, and to utilize each of the compounds that we find in a plant. Unfortunately, a plant that contains vitamin C may have over 2,000 individual compounds, and many of those are beneficial. Unfortunately, when you isolate the vitamin C, or even worse, chemically produce the vitamin C, it cannot, will not, and never has those thousands of plant compounds that naturally occur in the food where the vitamin C was originally found. Now, Albert Saint-Georges, who discovered vitamin C, was quite disappointed in Linus Pauling for his insistence on isolating and selling out to the pharmaceutical industry. And Albert Saint-Georges is on record as saying that vitamin C that comes from peppers and citrus is far more effective and need be taken in a significantly smaller amount than the isolated chemical version of Linus Pauling. Additionally, there are unknown compounds. For example, in the amla berry, which we know is a tremendous source of vitamin C, an Ayurvedic fruit and medicine that's been used for 5,000 years, we know that the amla berry has now been proven to be one of nature's top three vitamin C-producing plants by far, 7 to 14 times more vitamin C than you find in an orange. But here's the amazing part. The more vitamin C you find in a food, the higher content of tannins you find in that food. Well, why is that? Well, tannins have been proven to be tremendous antioxidants and cardioprotectors and a number of beneficial compounds, and amla is 40% tannins, around 6 to 7% vitamin C. Well, anyone who knows about the green tea catechins, you know what tannins do. They're tremendously powerful in defending the body. Well, if you take vitamin C that's been isolated and put into a tablet, and you take and you say, does that mimic the type of plant compounds that you find when vitamin C exists in nature? Let's say an amla berry, or perhaps in camu camu, or perhaps in an acerola cherry, or perhaps in rose hips. All of these foods that we have discovered to be so high in vitamin C, we would never want to isolate the vitamin C from those plants because it is known that those plants also contain additional beneficial compounds that maybe science hadn't discovered yet or has yet to discover. And simply because man hasn't isolated it and given it a name does not mean that it doesn't exist. Another example that I wanted to give of a food that is, again, a source, for example, of beta-carotene. You look at spirulina. Spirulina is nature's highest source of beta-carotene, but also has a wide complement of other antioxidants like alpha-carotene, zeaxanthin, lutein, and others. There are over 6 different carotenoids in abundance within spirulina, and yet no vitamin A supplement could ever compare. When you look at our carrot juice powder and the tocotrienols that come from rice bran, those rice bran tocotrienols, those are tocopherol type of antioxidants. They are like vitamin E, but they are far more powerful, 500 times more powerful than vitamin E. Yet before we knew they existed, we were being told that vitamin E was the heart-protecting antioxidant. Well, now we know that tocotrienols found in rice bran, which typically is melted away when we boil or steam the rice, the brown rice, unless we start with white rice, in which case we get none at all. This is a far superior type of vitamin E. Now, what we've tried to do is we have tried to take scientific research and apply it to traditional foods the world's cultures have known about for thousands of years. And what we've done is we've basically taken and minimally processed these foods. We have removed the moisture. And many times we removed the fiber as well. And in doing so, we've been able to concentrate all of the essences of the plant. The fiber is indigestible. The water takes up room and weight. And when you remove those two, you could reduce the size of that food by 90 to 95%. And as a consequence, this whole food concentrate can be used like you would use the supplement, like you would use the vitamin C, except you'll notice one difference. When you take natural substances, you need to take more. One a day could never happen with natural substances. You could not isolate and concentrate natural foods down far enough. You could not render them down far enough to put it into a single tablet that would benefit your body, nor can the pharmaceutical companies. When you talk about whole food supplements, you're going to be taking several servings, whether it be 2 or 3 or 4 tablespoons or 6 or 8 tablets or 10 or 15 tablets or capsules. It sounds like a lot, but guess what? Food can only be concentrated down so far. Now, another example, just going on about survival of the fittest, when a plant is on the ground, guess what? It's exposed to yeast. It's exposed to mold. It's exposed to bacteria. It's exposed to viruses. It's exposed, ladies and gentlemen, to the feces of animals that are dropping their dung all around them. And that same pathogenic compound, that animal feces, which would cause E. coli and salmonella and staphylococcus and all of these other bacteria that would kill us, are all going on to, in, around, under the plants that need to survive. Ultraviolet and radioactive light, freezing cold, 100-degree temperatures, 60-mile-per-hour winds, bugs that eat part of them or all of them. These plants have had to survive all of this over the eons, and the only way they've been able to do it is to develop antiviral, antiparasitic, antifungal, antivirus, antibacterial, antioxidant, antimutagenic. You see, all plants that exist today have had to survive from the beginning of time. You could take and follow them back 100 years, 1,000 years, 10,000 years, 1,000,000 years, 10,000,000 years, and these plants still exist on the earth today. How could we be so arrogant to believe that a double-blind study completed by money-hungry men over the course of 3 to 10 years could possibly compare to the massive amount of knowledge and power accumulated over millions of years? Talk about a scientific experiment, ladies and gentlemen. Millions of years of isolated survival, and we fail to tap into that power. These plants that could survive right next to these humans that cannot survive because they fail to tap into that most simple knowledge, that knowledge at the hand of God and the incubator that is Mother Nature, that is this earth, have already pointed out to you, have already provided you with each of the necessary healing compounds, because we exist in the same exact environment as these plants. We also rely upon sun and air and dirt and water, just as the plants do. We are far more similar than we believe, and we need only, through humility, to begin to practice the original scientific theory. Original scientific theory says observe and validate. Well, modern scientific theory is more interested in creation and self-glorification. Look what I created. Look at me, the creator. Aren't I great? This centralized, egotistical form of science is a flawed form of science. It is all about self-glorification, and I'm telling you, we need to give glory to only one place, and that's to the creator and to nature, because that is where we will find the closest thing to perfection, that which has survived through the eons. Only because it can. It wasn't put in a greenhouse. It wasn't given a sweater. Didn't get to wear shoes. Didn't have air conditioning or heating. Didn't have a doctor's care. Didn't have a medicine. It had to learn to survive optimally by taking what was available from the earth and using it to defend itself against every known pathogen, mutagen, and destructive substance that this earth has to offer. How can we not be humbled by the plant's accomplishment? How could we not, in our humility, begin to learn from those plants? And because it is our destiny, how could we not then benefit and thrive, live that long life free of disease that is my desire for every single person who walks this face of the earth? That long life free of disease must come from a personal responsibility and a personal ability to differentiate between the truth and hype, between the truth and self-serving information. What we have to offer is so simple that people do not believe that it is profound. I'm telling you, nothing is more profound than the simple. When you look at our whole food supplement, the new catalog, people have told us, Dave, we want a pretty piece of literature that will show what we stand for, who we are, what type of products we offer. And so we decided that we're going to break down each category of product into a single color brochure. The next color brochure that's coming will be on our cosmetic line, and after that it will be on weight loss, and after that it will be on detoxification. This color brochure that focuses on whole food supplements is going to allow you to go out and tell people, this group of products right here is the finest available. We have the Tarte Montmorency Cherry, 100% pure. It is not pasteurized, it is flash pasteurized to reduce yeast and mold, but not to destroy the vital qualities of enzymes. Organic activated barley, the ultimate energy food, organic tropic oil, the only hand-filled virgin organic coconut oil that I know of in the world, packaged in glass as well. Organic barley green juice, organic kamut blend, organic spirulina, organic flax seeds. In addition to our pure cracked cell chlorella, these are foods that every single person could be so proud to go out and offer and to point to the purity and the potency and the organic quality and the whole food nature of what we're doing. And I want you to give feedback and let us know what you think about this color brochure, what you think about the message that's in it, whether you think that message is going to resound with your audience, because we are not a typical network marketing company. To the contrary, we are a company that will focus on products first, focused on people first. Our literature is starting to come around and reflect the quality of our products. The point is that we are a company that truly cares about quality, truly cares about purity, truly cares about choosing products that meet the following criterion. Number one, they must be safe. The Hippocratic Oath says, physician, do no harm. And yet you look at the warnings on pharmaceutical drugs, and it is enough to make you cringe. Who wants to be healed or relieved of a symptom when side effects include nausea, vomiting, muscle stiffness, body aches, possible heart attack, on and on and on? Even death as a side effect. So many times, thousands and thousands and thousands of deaths attributed to medications that were supposed to be helping the people who took them. When is the last person that you knew who died from taking a whole food supplement? Never. Tens of thousands have died just in the last decade. Tens of thousands have died in the last 10 years in this country because of the effect of pharmaceutical drugs that were approved as safe by the Food and Drug Administration. We are offering whole food supplements, each one of them completely safe, with what I call where there's smoke, there's fire theory. There has been enough empirical evidence and epidemiological evidence. That means that it's been documented that the people who use products similar to ours, people who use tropic oil, people who use the cherry, people who use wheatgrass, people who use barley grass, people who use spirulina, people who use chlorella, the stories are out there, hundreds of stories, empirical and epidemiological studies that show that people benefit. So they're safe. They're time proven. It's indicated that people who take them benefit. And finally, we put a stack of scientific literature. Where there's smoke, there's fire. If that many people are benefiting, if scientists are finding and identifying valuable compounds that exist in these foods that can be proven to benefit the human body, and you get all of three of those together, safe, effective, and scientifically validated. That's a powerful message, and that's the message that we have for you, is that these foods are historically validatable, scientifically validatable, And when you use them in your life, you will see the power of history, the power of nature, and the power of science coming together in a way that I don't believe has ever happened with the supplement company. God and Mother Nature have done a fantastic job at presenting foods on this earth that will heal us. We have done a phenomenal job at finding them and minimally changing them so that they could be convenient and available to you and the people that we love. Take advantage, ladies and gentlemen, and God bless you.